to be honest, we had a staff committee that looked at the whole issue, and we took a lot of information from our local public health unit, and they didn't take a stand on it, but they provided a lot of information for us about the community risk, as well as some survey data that they had done on students. And while our students were not considered a particularly high risk, it was really a proactive measure, because we do know that there is some level of experimentation with students and there is some usage happening, so it was a possibility. I think one thing that trustees thought about was the fact that similar to an AED, a defibrillator that we have in our schools, it's there proactively. It may not be something that we use frequently, and we don't use those either frequently. However, when you do need them, they can save a life. So I think that's what the ultimate decision was landed on.